Welcome back to another episode of the Streetwise English Podcast. I'm your host, Carl. Today, let me be very clear. This podcast is not scripted. I don't have any kind of notes. I don't have anything planned except for a subject about what I want to talk about. So I was just thinking today, I should start a series of podcasts about my favorite digital devices. And I have a lot of them. I have cameras, recorders, phones. I'm sure you do too. We all have so many electronics and digital devices now. But the one that I want to talk to about today is my iPad. Okay? So, do you have an iPad? Can you see it there? The iPad is great. I use it because it is small, it's portable, and also I love the Apple Pencil. It's great because you can write notes. I love handwriting notes. In language study, it's great to write things down by hand too. There's something about the feeling of writing with your hand that helps you remember things. It helps you memorize vocabulary. If you're learning a new script, a new alphabet, it will help you learn that by writing it. And it's just satisfying. And on the iPad, you can write in different colors and you can change different types of digital papers. And there are many different apps that you can use for writing. The one that comes with the iPad, I believe, or you might have to pay for it. I can't remember. It's called Procreate. Procreate. So in this app, you can take photos. And one thing that I like to do in this app is to take photos like that and then to draw on top of them. So you can put the photo into the app and then you can write words or paint pictures on top of the photo and then export that as a finished image. So that's one thing I like to, that's one app I like is the Procreate app. Most softwares that you get on your desktop are now available as apps. And the great thing about apps is that you can always carry an iPad with you because it's not big and heavy like a computer, a PC. So I'm not sure about you, but my computer, my laptop weighs about 4 to 5 pounds, I would guess. And that doesn't necessarily include the weight of the power brick, the power plug that you plug in to power the computer. That's heavier than the iPad itself. So I love my iPad. It's great for language learning. It's great for art. It's great for digital painting. It's great for mobility. And I'm going to go ahead and wrap up this podcast by telling you about the story of how I smashed my iPad. So, one time I was on vacation and I had the iPad in the car and I didn't want to carry it with me, so I left it on the floor in the car. And when we got back, I was with some friends. When we got back in the car, my friend's girlfriend slid the seat back and the seat of the car smashed into that iPad and shattered the screen. And when I saw the shattered screen on my iPad, it was heartbreaking. It was so sad to see my favorite little iPad just shattered and ruined. And it's really something to see a shattered iPad. So I thought I was going to have to buy a new iPad, and I went to the Apple store. And I didn't realize it at the time, but the Apple store had a policy that if you brought back in your broken iPad, you could buy a new iPad, or actually, you could buy the same iPad that was broken for 50% of the cost of the same iPad new. And so this is the iPad Pro, and it's already about 4 or 5 years old, but it keeps going and going. And this is the one that is my replacement for the shattered iPad. So I bought the iPad, and I think I bought it new for about $900. And when I replaced it in the Apple store, they took the shattered one, and I had my official account and everything, so they knew that I purchased it. And I didn't purchase it there, but they let me buy the same iPad for, I believe, $400 or $450, half the price of the original. And that's this iPad. This is the replacement. So, yeah. So I still have it. And just recently, I went and I looked at the new iPads, which have more cameras. They have a higher quality camera here. You can't see that. But this camera is okay. I don't really use the camera too much in the iPad, except for maybe scanning things or, you know, but I don't use it like I use the camera on my phones. The phone cameras are very important. You can use that just like a video camera or a still photo camera on the phone, but it's more difficult with the iPad because it's so big, you know. But that is the story of my iPad, my favorite device, and how it shattered and broke, and then I replaced it, and I'm still using this dang iPad after 5 years, and it's going strong. So do you have an iPad? Have you ever, or do you have a Samsung maybe? I really like it, and that is the story of my iPad. I hope you're having a great day. I hope you found this useful to have the screen on text as I'm talking. And like I said, this is not scripted. This is just off the cuff, off the top of my head, talking about my iPad. And that way the language is more simple, it's easier for you to understand, and it's great listening practice for you. I love learning foreign languages from podcasts, and so that's why I record this for you guys. Thank you for listening. I'm Carl of the Streetwise English Podcast. I will see you next time. Adios, amigos. Ciao. That means goodbye.